I would say that the findings show that Africans are likely to prioritize their national identity over their ethnic one, or to feel an allegiance to both equally. And only a small minority put their ethnic identity first. However, when we look at trends, we see that there's a slight decline in the strong national identity over the years.
In which country or countries would you say national identity and ethnic identity are prevalent? And does it say anything specific about these countries?
So we see an overwhelming majority, about 92%, of Mauritanians express that they feel primarily connected to their national identity. This is followed by 79% in Guinea and 69% in Congo Brazzaville. We see a majority take this position in five other countries. This includes Niger, Morocco, Senegal, Burkina Faso, and the Gambia. And in 11 countries, including Liberians, Ghanaians, Ugandans, Botswana, the majorities are equally attached to both ethnic and national identities. Now, only a few majorities in countries express primary allegiance to ethnic identity. Actually, it is a minority position in all countries, and only three countries record as high as like a quarter of their citizens saying that they identify more with their ethnicity. This includes Nigeria, where we see 27%, South Africa with 26%, and Ethiopia with 24%.
What lessons should we draw from this? In other words, why did Afrobarometer feel the need to do this survey?
I think the big highlight of our findings was that there are some deficits in social trust, and not just due to trust among ethnic groups, but we also see this with people from other religions and other people, you know. So the deficit in social trust, while it is substantial, does not adhere specifically to ethnicity, but reflects this general attitude of limited trust toward people outside one's individual immediate family and community. However, besides this deficit in social trust, we're seeing that a lot of Africans, in fact, most Africans, embrace coexistence. We see 90% have no objection to living next door to people of different ethnicities, and 89% are open to interethnic marriages within their families. So I think these findings suggest that interethnic relations in Africa are very complex, and they are more complex than simply being divisive or harmonious. I think it's an opportunity for governments to really think about what ethnic identity means to their citizens and how they can improve, I guess, social trust in their communities.
We see a lot of inter-country conflicts in Africa. Does this survey teach us anything about these conflicts? Because as you said in the study, in Africa, ethnic identity is more than just a personal affiliation. It plays a pivotal role in shaping social, economic, and political dynamics.
Our paper is a Pan-African panel, and we are reporting these results from surveys from Afrobarometer. However, we do not claim any causality between the results that we get and any political or social dynamics. We are just reporting how Africans see themselves and what the identity means to them.